from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we're pondering comic strips and social commentary, the soul of Oakland, and what makes a great cover band. Peter Hartlob is all original. He's the pop culture critic of the San Francisco Chronicle, and he's sitting in for David Weekend. Good morning.
Thanks for having me, Cy.
So glad to have you here. And let's go dancing, Peter. Hottest salsa group around, that's the Pacific Mambo Orchestra. They won a Grammy in January, and they're among the featured performers at this weekend's Art and Soul Festival. And it's a great lineup, Peter. What caught your eye?
Yeah, you know, where else in the Bay Area are you going to experience Grammy-winning mambo, a hip-hop dance battle? Entire stage is going to be dedicated to gospel music and funnel cakes. Confirmed.
A whole stage for funnel cakes? Yes.
No. But there will be funnel cakes. I think it's just the best of Oakland on a sampler platter. I'd give this a tie with the Oakland Marathon in terms of the best event if you really want to see what the city's about.
Art and Soul is Saturday and Sunday. It stages all over downtown Oakland. Charles Schulz was famous for the way he captured the free-floating anxiety of childhood in his comic strip Peanuts. And it wasn't just kids bullying Charlie Brown. Linus worried a lot about nuclear fallout in the 50s. So, Peter, there's a show at the Schulz Museum in Santa Rosa. And how did Schulz deal with these hot social issues?
He dealt with them really carefully, Cy. Most of the time, he didn't take a side, but he made bold moves when necessary. The role of women in sports and racial inequality were two areas where he was way ahead of his time. And this is the best twofer. You can still see 1 week left, Heartbreak and Peanuts. That exhibition is still there. So hopefully we'll find out what the little red-haired girl thought about Acid Rain.
Peanuts and Social Commentary continues at the Charles Schulz Museum in Santa Rosa through November 2nd. Let's hear an excerpt now from a piece by banjo master Bella Fleck that's getting a West Coast premiere. That's a taste of The Imposter, a composition by Bella Fleck. So it's a banjo and orchestra. I can't imagine there are too many pieces like that. And it's getting its West Coast premiere at the Cabrillo Festival of Contemporary Music. Marin Alsop is back as conductor and music director, and she had to sit out the festival last year because of a wrist injury. I bet you didn't know that happens to conductors. They can have disabling injuries to their wrists. And the festival also features the West Coast premiere of a saxophone concerto by John Adams and works by some wunderkinds like Emily Cooley and others, just 24. The Cabrillo Festival of Contemporary Music continues at venues around Santa Cruz through August 10th. Some of the events are free, and that's a cheap thrill this week. Oakland is going to really be hopping this weekend with First Friday, Art and Soul, and then on Tuesday, a bunch of young people descend on the city for, Peter, what is it?
The National Poetry Slam, and aren't we overdue for a little bit of competitive poetry
yes,
in the Bay Area?
Yes, we are.
It started, I think this is the 25th anniversary, started in San Francisco, initially a throwdown between San Francisco and Chicago poets. Now we're going to get poets from all over the nation. My favorite poetry slam rule, a poet may not use costumes or musical instruments, Cy, so remember that if you compete.
Okay. Well, but there is going to be an interpretive dance round.
Yeah, and there's so many great venues, places you don't normally go. Awaken Cafe and the Shadow Lounge are involved. A lot of places are going to host this throughout the week.
The 25th annual National Poetry Slam opens Tuesday night and continues through August 9th. Let's hear something now from that cover band. That's just amazing music. It's Zeppelin doing Led Zeppelin's Immigrant Song. And I don't know if we're worthy to touch the bell bottoms of this all-woman cover band, but they're certainly worthy of covering Led Zeppelin, one of the greatest rock bands in history.
Yeah, we woke up KQED News listeners there with
yeah,
that
we
one.
Hope so.
It's an all-San Francisco band, all women, covering Led Zeppelin from the classic period. So no Fool in the Rain, no All of My Love. I can't express how well they nail the harmonica part on When the Levee
yes,
Breaks.
That's right.
And here's how you know Zeppelin is legit. Cover band, lots of fun, but they still, out of honor, do not play Stairway to Heaven because they consider it sacred.
Zeppelin plays Slim's in San Francisco August 2nd. Thanks a lot, Peter.
Thanks for having me. I had a good time.
Peter Hartlob writes the Big Event blog at sfgate.com. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on all these shows at kqed.org/the-do-list. And follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.